This figure illustrates diverse cellular processes and signaling pathways that contribute to PAH pathogenesis. This is a simplified version. There are many pathways that are not represented here, but these are very important pathways, including the bone morphogenic protein receptor 2 pathway, which is mutated in patients with idiopathic pulmonary arterial hypertension, IL-6, which is an inflammatory pathway, FGF2 and PDGF, platelet-derived growth factor, which are tyrosine kinase pathways. Potassium channel mutations have been found, and the endothelin receptors also. And these initiate or alter intracellular processes that lead to the changes in smooth muscle cell and endothelial cell proliferation and migration. On the left, we see some of the cellular components that are involved. The extracellular matrix proteins are often altered. They play an important role in controlling the cellular responses. Smooth muscle cellular proliferation is a central process. Endothelial cell abnormalities as well. One important mechanism that's of considerable interest as a therapeutic target is the conversion, the transition of endothelial cells to mesenchymal cells, illustrated by the ENDMT, which is an abbreviation for that process, but that seems to be central in a lot of the remodeling processes.